Okay, today's daf Chavav. We're on Chavav on the top line. I'm Rabbi Shor ben Levi, and today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmat, Yentl Bas, Rav Shraga Shmuel. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So here we go. So Amar Rabbi Shor ben Levi. Sefer Torah, Sarach Lasos Mechitza Asara. If you have a Sefer Torah in the room, you have to, and you want to be with your wife, you have to make a Mechitza 10 Tvachim tall. Right? Tosfa says, V'davka Sefer Torah. Only a Sefer Torah has to do this. The Gam also Chumashim Yishlah Hachmir Kamo Sefer Torah. Avoshar Svarim, but other Svarim Dayan Bikisui Ba'alma. It's good enough just to stam a covering. Not to build them. We don't build a wall, right? Okay. What? A mechitza. You build a mechitza. You build a wall. You can't just cover it or put it in the amar. No, you have to build a wall. Yeah. What is it? Correct. This chumash means like a scroll of like Vayikra. They used to have random scrolls. Right. But the point is, what about you have a Masefer Mishneh Berurah? You have to cover that, you have to build a wall for that. No, you don't have to build a wall for that. You have to cover that.
Right.
Okay.
If you keep a...
doesn't really come up, because none of us have Sefer Torah in our house.
No, but if you keep
a... If you have it, then you shouldn't be in the room. Yeah.
If you keep a card with the Hamita.
Yeah.
By your bed.
Yes, you have to put it away. Yes. Yeah. Marzutra, Ikla Lebe Ravashi, went to Ravashi. Chazil Duchte, Demarel Baravashi, he saw in that place. The monarch may save a Torah of Avodah Mechitza Asara. He put it aside and he put a bull of Mechitza there. Amalei, come on, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Yahweh, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Eim Adam Rabbi Shur ben Levi, the Lesbar Beisah Achrisi. Rabbi Shur ben Levi only said that you have no other option. You don't have another room, it means it's a house, it means a room. You don't have another room to put it in, you live in a one room house. What are you going to do? You live in a studio apartment. What are you going to do? You have no choice. Mar Ha'isle Beisah Achrisi. You have another house, you have another room to put in the other room. What are you building a Mechitza for? It shouldn't even be in the room. Amalei, Lava Daite. Says Rashi, lo nasati libya. Didn't think of that. Or I didn't know, I didn't realize. So, you didn't realize? Okay. Kama marachik mem mitzoa arba amos. Almost finished with the tzoa. Almost finished. How far away do you have to be from tzoa? 4 amos. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu el achor. But it's only if it's behind you. Avalofanov, marachik moli enov. You can't even look at it. Even if it's on the, all the way to the end of the room. This is a huge room. All the way to the room. If it's there, I can't have it if it's in front of me.
I can see it.
If I can see it, exactly. Even if it's far away from me. As long as you can see it, it's a problem. V'chein l'tfil, same thing for davening. Any is that true? V'amar Rav Rafram, Amar Papa, Amar Yechista, Omid Adam, Keneged Beit HaKisi, Mispal. You can daven in front of a bathroom. So, Hachamayaskinan Beit HaKisi, Shein Bo Tzoa. That's a Beit HaKisi, that's a Beit Tzoa. Any is that true? V'amar Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, Beis Akise she'amu afalbi she'ein bo tzoa, even though it doesn't have any tzoa, or Beis Amerchat, or Bethas, afalbi she'ein bo adam, even though nobody's in there, what can't you do in this place? Rashi says, also lahar herbo. You can't think about Torah in such a place. You can't think about Torah in a Bethas, even if nobody's in there. So for sure you can't daven there. So the stira, on the one hand we said, as long as you can't see it, and then he said, no, what about, you could send it in the bathroom. So how can you sit in a bathroom? You're not allowed to even think in a bathroom, let alone daven in a bathroom. Ella, how come I skin a bechadati? No, it's brand new, never used yet, this bathroom. It's brand new. It's brand new. Vami Barilela Ravina, but what about Ravina's Vart? His minu lebesakise. If you set aside a bathroom, right, we built bathrooms here. Somebody was the first person to use them. Before that, they were never used. So, mahu, yeish zimun oein zimun. Is there such a thing as a set aside, a designated a bathroom, even though I never used it yet, as a din of a bathroom? Or not? Kikami boile lorvina lemeikum ale lutsuyi begave. That's only to daven in the bathroom. Now he had a shayla, can daven in the bathroom. Avo begaven, connect the low, but outside the bathroom is no shayla. You for sure can. Why? Not a bathroom yet. In the bathroom, so they had a shayla. Is it a bathroom outside the bathroom? Or look again, connect in the bathroom? No shayla, you can. No shayla. Sure you can. Fine. Amar Rava, Hani Bate Kise de Parsoi, the bathrooms of the Persians, so Rashi says they had like a huge hole where everything went down the hole. Afagav the Isbe Tsoa, even though there's Tsoa there, Kistumin Dami, it's like it's Stumin because it's very deep, and therefore it's like it's covered, and therefore you can daven next to it or nearby. Fine. Okay. Okay. We're not done yet. Says the Mishnah. We did this Mishnah already. So the halach is, a zav, there are 3 people in this Mishnah. A zav shiras keri, a zav that saw keri. What's a zav? A zav is somebody who's tamei for 7 days. Even though he's tamei for 7 days, he saw keri. So he's got to go to the mikvah in 6 days from now. But now he wants to daven. So he has to go to the mikvah tomorrow, just for the Takanas Ezra, so he could daven and learn. And even though he's going to go to the mikvah next week anyway, that's one person. Nida shepalta shechva zera, or a nida that zera came out of her, which means on Sunday she was with her husband, she was mutter. Monday she became a nida. Tuesday the zera came out. So now the zera came out. Now she has to go to the mikvah. She wants to daven. Even though she's not going to go to the mikvah until next week for the nida issue, she has to go now. And the third one has hamisha meshes. If somebody was with a woman, sherasa nida, and then she became a nida, again. All these people, tzrichin tevila, all these people have to go to the mikvah. Why? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, afal pi shetameh tomah sheva mishom ziva, vein tevila zumatar raso, even though they're already tameh. And going to the mikvah is not going to change that tumah. One iota, why? Because it's a 7-day tumah. Nevertheless, afilu hachi tzarech tevila, l'divrei Torah, they have to go to the mikvah, they want to learn Torah, ketakonas Ezra, mishom keri, v'chein nida, in baal espal, yilches, shorant davin. The woman wants to dive into an esrei. She wants to dive in anything. She's got to go to the mikvah to undo this. So, Rabbi Yehuda poked there. Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Oh, whatever it's for. Rabbi Yehuda poked there. Rabbi Yehuda says, no such thing.
Which one?
All three. All three. Why? Why are you going to the mikvah? In other words, there's no takanas Ezra when you have to go to the mikvah next week. It's only if you don't have to go to the mikvah next week. Then it's takanas Ezra. As Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, Iboilahu. How about the other way around? Now, by the way, these three cases, two of them, the first two are different than the third one. The first two, you had a 7-day tumah first,
right,
and then you had a 1-day, then you had a Takanas Ezra happen to you. The third case, you had a Takanas Ezra happen to you, and then you got a tumah, 7-day tumah. So, Iboilahu. Baal Keri, which is a 1-day tumah, Shara Ziva, then became a Zav. Now we have to wait 7 days. But the Balkari came first. L'Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chacham, not a Shaila, even if you have a 7-day Tumah first, you go to the mikvah for the Takanas Ezra. Here's the other way around. I have to go to the mikvah tomorrow. Now, why? Because I was a Balkari. I got today even. Now, and also, but the Takanas Ezra, you can kill two birds with one stone. Now I became a Zav. I got to wait 7 days. So the going to the mikvah today came first. Does Rabbi Yehuda say, I still don't have to go to the mikvah? Because I'm going to go next week? Or not? Ki patur Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, Bezav Shira Keri. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? You don't have to go. You were a Zav first. Then you became a Keri. The Meikara Labar Tvilahu. You didn't have to go to the mikvah. Next week I'll go. Aval Bal Keri, Shira Zava. But a Bal Keri who then became a Zav. The Meikara Bar Tvilahu. I was about Tvilahu today. The Mechayev. So therefore I yes go to the mikvah today. I can go again next week. The two have nothing to do with each other. Oh, Dil Maloshna. Or maybe there's no difference. There's no difference. Right? No difference. And just like he patters the tumah, the 7-day tumah that came first, he'll patter even if the 1-day tumah came first. And the truth is, Toshma, our Mishnah says, Hamisha Meshes, if someone's with his wife, then Viras Anita. Then she became Anita afterwards. So Tzricha Tvila. She has to go to the mikvah today. What is she going to the mikvah today for? Because the Zara was inside and then it came out.
Right.
So she has to go to the mikvah today. But she became a Nida. Right? You with your husband at 11 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon she's already a Nida. So she has to wait 7 days. But at 2 o'clock the Zara came out. So she has to go to the mikvah for that. So the reason to go to the mikvah for 1 day came before the 7 days. Which is exactly our question. And Rabbi Yehuda the poter. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's potter. But a nida, of being with your wife, who then became a nida, is like our question. It's like a keri who then became a balzav. So the shortened one came first. The kapatra of Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, not a problem. Don't have to go to the mikvah. Shma mina. You see from here that it doesn't make a difference which one came first. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to go to the mikvah.
You can't learn until you go to the mikvah. Who cares if you go to the mikvah in a week? I don't
understand. Because it's a very strange thing, going to the mikvah before you have to go to the mikvah. So I'm not sure what he holds. If it's waived, I'm not sure. And by the way, Tani Reb Chia Behedi, we had this right straight out. Balkari Shira Ziva, a Balkari, a 1-day tumah, that then became a 7-day tumah. Tzarech Tevila has to go to the mikvah. Reb Huda poked there. Reb Huda says, no, he doesn't. So what do you see? Black and white. Reb Huda says, you don't have to. Hajjalach mi shemesu. Hajjalach mi shemesu. Hajjalach mi shemesu. Okay. I did that fast because we could spend 3 hours on today's daf right now. Now, before we even the Gemara, the Mishnah now talks about davening Shemona Esrei, Shachris. So before we even start that, there's 1 minute of background. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to daven every day. How many times is it a mitzvah to daven every day? One time. So according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to say Doraisa. So according to the Rambam, how many mitzvahs do we do every day? So far we had two. We have Kriya Shema every day and Tzitzis every day. That's it. You, like I said, you can do Chesed every day. Not everyone does always. You can learn every day. Not everyone. You can do Kibbutz of Aim every day. Not everyone does that. But these two, and now we can throw davening into the mix according to the Rambam. Three, as far as I know, there's only three that everyone does every single day of their life. Right? Birchas HaTorah, so what about Tisha B'Av? That's the only question. Do you make a Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah is not a mitzvah.
What do you mean? It's a Doraisa?
No. They say it's a Doraisa. They say that. It's not the same kind of Doraisa like benching. It's not one of the 613. You look up 613 of the Rambam, you won't find the mitzvah to make a bracha on learning. There's no such thing. It's not there. It means the idea is more Doraisa. Okay. You want to throw learning in there? It's still learning in there too. It's very few mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, no such mitzvah. There's no such mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabanan. Unless it's an eis tzara. Unless there's a plague or something. Some say every day is an eis tzara. Life is so fragile. Okay. You could say that. Now, when to daven, the zmanim, the nusach, all these details, right? They shouldn't be late and all that stuff. Not talk during daven. All that is all derabanan. All derabanan. The only thing that's derisa is that you should daven every day. What do you say? According to the Rambam, you can say whatever you want. Any language, as long as you have a conversation with Hashem, as long as you communicate with Hashem, as long as you ask your tzrachim, and that's all you have to do. You can even be yotzeh, that's what I think the Bogat Avram says, you can even be yotzeh modani. So you have to say that, it's enough to say. Comes along the Rabbanan, no, we have a much more orderly, we have a nusach every day, and zmanim, and all that. Fine. Very good. So opening line of the Mishnah is, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Tfilas HaShachar is till noon. So in the opening Mishnah of the Perek, of the Masechta, we started off with the Ma'ariv of Shema. Why do we start with the Ma'ariv? Two reasons. V'yerev ayivoker, and B'shach B'cha Uv Kumecha. Second, by Shachris, by David, we're starting by this, by Shachris. That was by the brachas of Kriya Shema. Now we're starting a whole new topic. We're starting on the topic of davening. So why are we starting with Shachris? So two answers. Number one, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Right? Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus. We're not going to start off with a Rishus. What Rishus means in a minute we'll see. And the other answer is because even though it's true that by Vayer Vayivoker and B'shach Ba'uv Kumecha, but Tfilah, first of all, there's two reasons why we daven. Either because the Avos masakin it, Avram came first, which was Shachris, or the Karbanos, and the Tamash HaShachar came first. So for those reasons, we're starting with Shachris. Okay.
Shabbos with Maariv. We don't start with Shachris.
The day starts with Maariv, okay. With night. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the day started in the morning. No kabbanas at night. That's why he started with Shachris, because no kabbanas at night. And Avraham Avinu also was Masakin Shachris, he came first. So he said that the Tanakhama says till Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adal Chos. No, not till Chatzos, till 4 hours into the day. Which today, 4 hours into the day is either, depends how you calculate when the day begins, it's either 10:04 or 10:28. That's today. Tfilas Mincha, why is it called Mincha? Anybody know why it's called Mincha? What?
When they did the Karb Mincha.
Yes. What Karb Mincha?
What Karb Mincha every day?
They brought a Mincha together with the Talmud every day.
Okay.
But they brought one in the Shachris also. So why is Mincha called a Mincha? The answer is, because Shachris, we have something else to call it. Mincha, something else to call it. We're going to call it. So therefore we call it after the Mincha. Shachris, we can call it Shachris. Mincha, we have nothing else to call it. We can call it Tzaharayim. Right? We're going to ask that question a little later. What? Listen to this. It says in the Torah that Adam Arishon, Parashat Bereishis, Mishalech Kigan L'ruach Hayom. that Adam HaRishon was walking in the Gan, Beruach Hayom. What time of the day was that? It wasn't in the morning, right? It was Beruach Hayom, in the afternoon. Uncle says, Mahalech Beginsa is walking in the garden, Lemonach Yoma, Mincha time. When the day is resting, at the end of the day. That's why it's called, another reason why it's called Mincha. Okay, interesting. Tfilas HaMincha, Ad HaErev. Tfilas HaMincha goes until evening time. Ad HaErev. What's Ad HaErev? Says Rashi, a fascinating thing. Ad Shechashecha. Until it gets dark. The Medayik in Rashi, the Rashi held the Chassidim, like the Machaber, that you could daven Mincha until Seis. Not till Shkia. Rashi doesn't say Ad Shkia. Ad Shetechshach. If you think about that Rashi, Rashi's like...
It's very complicated what that actually means either.
Right, correct.
When it starts to get...
Correct, but he was vague. So you want to be medayik into that Rashi, you have a license to do that, because the Rashi was vague. You can be medayik into it. Right, fine. Right, okay. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha. Until Plag HaMincha. What's Plag HaMincha? So, it's, what you do is like this. Mincha, I don't know where we got this number. The number base, the Gemara is going to say. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours after the day begins. Which means, if every day is 12 hours. We call it 12 hours, even if it's not a full hour, but it's 12 hours. Every day is 12 hours. Night's 12 hours. So every day is 12 hours. So if you count from the morning till 9.5 hours into the day, you have 2.5 hours left. Right? From 9.5 to 10.5 to 11 till 12. You have 2.5 hours left. Cut that time in half. What? No. The 2.5 hours cut in half.
Okay,
plag means half. So if 2.5 hours, so it's 1.25 hours. So 1.25 hours before the end of the day, that's when Plag HaMincha is. Which today...
Or can you count Plag HaMincha after Mincha Gedola?
We're going to get to that on the base. Right. So that would mean, Plag HaMincha would mean either 4.06 today, 4.06, or 5.03. The Magen Avraham holds 5.03. It's a funny Magen Avraham, because Shkia is at 5.08. So it's 5 minutes before Shkia is over. No one disputes when Shkia is. Shkia today is 5.08. So it's 5.03, and then Shkia is 5 minutes later. That's what he holds. It only really comes up in the summer, when people want to, when davening is later, people daven Plag HaMincha. You could technically daven, do that today also. You could daven Plag HaMincha also. In the winter, people don't do it really. Okay. Anyway, right. So, Tfilas Erev ain't lo keva. Tfilas Mayriv doesn't have a keva. What do you mean doesn't have a keva? Doesn't have a set time. Right, the Gra says, you can daven Mayriv whenever you can't daven anything else. Whenever you can't daven Mincha, you can daven Mayriv. Whenever you can't daven Shacharis, you can still daven Mayriv. Whenever you can't, that's why it's called ain't lo keva. Fine?
It doesn't have a starting point. It's just the ending point. Here.
It doesn't have a starting point either.
Anything.
Whenever, what? We didn't get to them. V'shel Musafin, what about Musaf? Kalayom, you can have Musaf the whole day. Some don't have this line. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Zayin Shas, till 7 hours into the day. Okay. Okay. Verminhu, 1 second. Mitzvasa im hanetachama. The best time to daven is mitzvasa. The mitzvah is im netachama. Today netachama is 7:08. So, we're going to get to Shemoneh Esrei after 7:08, right? Very few times of the year we get to Shemoneh Esrei before that. Very few times. Okay. Kedei Shiyitzvach Gula Tefila. But it's a Mispal of Hayom, right? So what's the question? The question is...
It's by
what? But then Menitza Mispal of Hayom. So you dive right afterwards. So what do you mean you can dive until 4 hours into the day, until 10:04, or until even Chatzos? 7:08 you got to dive in. So the Gemara says, Kitan Yahi Levasikin. That's only for the special people, the Vasikin people. Tam Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin, Hayugomer Nosim Netzachama. They would daven Dafka Netzachama. Fine. Vekule Alma Ad Chatzos Vitzulo. Well, that's it. You can only daven until Chatzos and that's it. Vomer of Mari, Breder of Yehuna, Breder of Yirmiya, Baraba, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Tov, Alo Espal Arviz. If somebody made a mistake and didn't daven Mayriv, Mispalel Shachris Shtayim. You daven Mayriv. So daven Shachris twice. Shachris, Mispalo Mincha Shtayim. If you didn't daven Shachris, daven Mincha twice. Okay? So what do you mean he's stopping at Chatzos? You can even daven Mincha. You can daven Shachas and Mincha. So the Gemara says, no. Cool, one second. So before we get to that, so, Arav is Tzal Shachar Shtayim. Right, if you visit my Riv, you daven Shachar twice. So he asks Tosfos, but Tfilas Arav is a Rishus. So why are you daven Shachar twice? It's a Rishus. So Tosfos gives the answer, it doesn't mean, Rishus doesn't mean it's optional. If I want to go visit the guy in the hospital, I can go, and if I don't want, I don't have to go. That's not what it means. What it means is, if there's some other mitzvah to do, and then you can't do Shachar, then you can't do Ma'ariv, then Ma'ariv falls away.
That's every mitzvah.
What? Yeah, I know. But everyone says, if it's Manazet, everyone's Mekabel Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is no different than any of the other tefillahs. No different. That people always, oh, so it's Ma'ariv, it's Mishus. It doesn't mean anything today. It doesn't mean anything but it's Manazet. Okay.
If he has another option, then they don't think
Ma'ariv
goes by the wayside. Anything else if you have
a mitzvah? He just says that. Right. Anyway, so what do you mean? So what do you mean? He could daven shachris until 10:04. What do you mean? It's the whole day. It could be that mincha time. So Gemara says, no. Call Yoma every day. Matzli va'oz la chatzos. If you daven till chatzos or till 4 hours, yov le schar mitzvah bizmana. You get schar mitzvah bizman. Mikan ve'elich. After that, schar tefila yov le. You get schar tefila. Schar tefila bizmana lo yov le. But schar tefila bizmana you don't get. What's that? What's the difference? What are you losing out if you do that? What are you losing out? So it's not so clear over here. He brings down a vart that we have a statement that v'neshalma parim sifaseinu, that when we daven, it's the equivalent of bringing a carbon. That's the equivalent of bringing a carbon. That you don't get. You can't bring a carbon at the wrong time. You can't bring a tamid shel shachar in the afternoon. You can't do that. Now, did you daven to Hashem? You certainly did. You get schar for that, you get a check for that, you get whatever you daven, and Hashem heard you, that you get. But the ke'ilu, you brought a carbon, that you don't get. That's what it means, schar. What?
Why did the Rabban, as opposed to the Rambam, why did the Rabban make you daven 3 times a day?
We'll see in a minute. We'll see. We'll get into that today. Iboy lehu. Tov lo espal mincha. If you made a mistake and you didn't daven mincha, ma'ashi espal arvish tayin, arvish beiz. Can you daven ma'arv twice? What's the Shaila? Shaila, it's a different day. So can I do that? Right? By the way, look at this Tosos, bottom Tosos. Lo boi im ta flos bal tfils musaf. What about if you didn't have musaf? On a Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, can you have 2 minchas? That no one asks that question. You know why? Listen to this Tosos. Da vada enum espal ba'arvis. If there's no Shaila, you're not davening 2 ma'arvis or 2 minchas because you forgot musaf. Why? The heich yikris karbonos. How could you say kabbalah for over his man musaf? The musaf is over. How could you do it? V'gam lo tiknu sheva bracha shal musaf elamishum u'neshalma parim sifaseinu. The only reason you daven musaf is because you're reenacting the musaf they brought in the base of Mikdash. It's the only reason you're davening it. U'bazeh vaday over his man u'batol kabbalah. So the zman passed, the carbon's over. Right? Avol shar tfilos. Say the same thing with other tfilos. How can I daven ma'arv? It's shachris now. The zman for ma'arv is over. How can I do that? By other tfilos, says Tosfos, Derachamei ninu, yidavin for Hashem's rachamim. Halavai shitzbal kol yom kulo. Halavai we should daven all day long. The ein kan over zmano tefilasa betfila acheres. So we don't say that when you daven in another tefila. So what exactly is the difference between musaf and every other tefila? Musaf, there's no rachamim. There's no whatever benefit you get from davening. Musaf is a whole different shmona esrei. It's just because they did that in the Beis HaMikdash.
Carbon.
There's no, whatever it's called, rachamim. What does that mean? So rachamim when you daven musaf? See, if it says tosus, you can't make that up. But every other tefillah you can make up. Why? Rachamim. That needs a hesber. What exactly is tosus trying to do? What is he driving at?
Musaf is the only philosophy that you mentioned, korbanos in the davening. The other ones you don't mention.
That's exactly his point.
Right.
That's exactly his point, right? So what's exactly he saying? I'm not 100% sure what he's saying exactly. Why the musaf is so different, right?
And there's no percussion on that.
What?
There's no
bekashas
on
the Musaf. Correct. Even though we say it.
Right.
The whole tefillah.
Right.
Tikanta Shabbos, which is the Korban Osecha. Right? The whole tefillah. So, not exactly what he's saying. I'm not 100% sure what exactly he's driving at. He needs a Hezber. You know?
After this amount of tefillah, let's say 11 o'clock, we daven Shacharis, or you get something?
You get something, yeah. Okay, like, till Chatzos. Well, if you hold till yes. Bismana said, I don't know what to do. Some people, you're sick. You have the flu. You can't daven. Finally, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can daven. So you can't daven chakras. What if it's after 10:04, after 10:28, but it's before chatzos? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
No, it says here, it says that you are definitely allowed. You don't gain the benefit of davening this man, but you gain the benefit of davening.
Even what about if it's after chatzos?
Even after chatzos, when it starts.
It's not chakras time, it's mincha time now.
Then
you can. Okay. Okay. So now the question was, what about if you didn't daven mincha? Did you daven two ma'arivs? What's the shaila? Mincha, ma'ashi, spell arvus beis. Imtiv, slama tovlo, spell arvus, spell chakras beis. You didn't make two ma'arivs. See, you didn't forget, if you got ma'ariv, you make two chakrases. Mishom dechad yom, it's one day. Dichsev vayer vayivoker, right? Yom echad. Aval hacha, tefillah b'karbon, b'makam karbon hu. V'kiva the other yom, b'at l'karbono. So it's not it's the night time now. You got mincha. Now it's ma'ariv. How can you take two ma'arivs? One for mincha, one for ma'ariv. How can you do that? Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Kivin it slus the rachamihi, it's davening rachamim, kol emas deboy tzluli matzli. Whenever you want to daven, go daven. Toshma, there's a bride that says like this. Or mevuna bar yitzcha, bar mevuda bar yitzcha, or mev yochanan, tovlo espal mincha, espal arvis beis. You can daven two ma'arivs, ve'ein bazem yishum, da arva yom vata kabana. We don't say that. So that's how Allah thought you can daven two ma'arivs. May say, 1 second.
We didn't give a why.
But it says, mu'uvas, something crooked, lo yuchal l'sakin. So it can't be fixed. V'cheshron, something missing, lo yuchal l'himanos. Can't be made whole. Muvas lo yuchal l'sakin. What does that mean?
Which?
The first one is the one that bisman, and the second, we're going to answer that on the base. And the second one is the makeup. Is the makeup, yes. Always that way. So, muvas lo yuchal l'sakin. What does it mean that something crooked can't be made straight? Once you miss your davening, you can't make that. You can't undo it. You can't relive it, right?
It's
every mitzvah. I didn't eat matzahs. I can't relive that. Every mitzvah is like that. Okay, but
they use that pasuk in a dozen different things.
Correct. And what does it mean? V'chesron l'yuchal l'imanos. What missing something can't be made whole. Zeh shenimnu chaver v'ledvar mitzvah. Everyone went to go make matzahs. V'lo nimnu l'imanos. They didn't invite you. They weren't included in you, so you lost out. Fine. What do you see from here? That you can't make up a davening. So, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hachamai Eskinan, Shabbat al Bemezid. Now you've got a little Bemezid. Bemezid didn't daven. I ended up Bemezid. Right? What? Then you can't make it up. You didn't have Bemezid. Right? So the Meiri says that if you're busy at work, and that's not Bemezid. It's not Bemezid. It's not a shogi either. It's not a shogi. You're busy at work. Oh, daven the next minute. Before you know it, it's 7 o'clock at night. You missed the whole mincha is gone. It's not amazing. It's called tarud. That's not amazing.
You
make that up. That's not amazing. Amravashi, Dekanami, Dekanami, Bitel. It says Bitel, Falokatani, Ta. Don't say you made a mistake. Like you forgot. Shmami, no, you're right. That's only mamish b'mezid. You can't make it up. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ta, Valois, Baal, Mincha, the Erev Shabbos. What if you forgot mincha on Erev Shabbos? Now, mahu, mincha b'Erev Shabbos, mispalo b'lil Shabbos shtayim, right? Not a question, it's a statement. Tov lo espalo mincha b'Erev Shabbos, you forgot to say mincha on Erev Shabbos, mispalo b'lil Shabbos shtayim, you make say Shabbos Friday night, you dive into Shabbos, two ma, even though it's a totally different tefillah. It's a Shabbos now. So what? Also, by the same token, tov lo espalo mincha b'Shabbos, if you forgot to say mincha on Shabbos afternoon, you mispal b'matzah Shabbos k'shtayim. You have two ma'arivs on matzah Shabbos, even though again it's a totally different tefillah. Shelchol, even though it's a weekly davening, mavdil b'rishona, you make havdalah in the first one because the first one is the one you're davening now, right? Right. Ve'eno mavdil b'shniya. Don't make havdalah in the second one. Why not? Right. Why not? So Rashi says on top. The first time you're davening, it's a tefillah for now. Lefikach, therefore, Omer bo havdalah b'chonin hadas, say havdalah. Vashniyahi b'shul tashlumei tefillah Shabbos. Ain't a mazal. What are you making havdalah for? You said havdalah already.
Which one is ready?
The second one. So the
Which one?
No. You always daven the tefillah of now. It's matzah Shabbos. You didn't daven mincha. So you daven two ma'arivs. The first ma'ariv, say havdalah. Second ma'ariv, no need to say havdalah. Said it already.
Which one is the tashlum? The first one or the second?
Always the second. Always the second. Always the second. Now, says the Gemara.
The case before, if he's missed Menachah Erev Shabbos.
Right.
So what do you do?
He davened two Myras. Right. They're both Friday night Myras.
Yeah.
They're both the exact same. The first one's Achshav, and the second one's the makeup.
So you're not doing the call, you're doing the Shabbos.
Correct. You're always davening the davening now. Well, you get busy with if it's the last day of Hanukkah and you forgot Al-Nisim, all those kinds of crazy things. So the Gemara is not talking about Havdalah, right? So in Hivdil B'Shniya, what if he made Havdalah in the second one? V'lo Hivdil B'Rishona. But you didn't make Havdalah in the first one. So the halacha is, Shniya also lo, the second one counts as your first one, V'Rishona lo also, the first one's nothing. Exactly. You still haven't said Tashlumin. Why is that? Because how can you daven? How can you daven a davening without mentioning Havdalah? What are you doing?
Let's say not Tashlumin. If you do only one Marav and you forgot to Atochan Tano, so you just say after.
Limemra, you mean to tell me the Kivin Dolo Ivdal Bekamaisa Kamandolo Tali Dami? That if you didn't daven, if you said a Marav, you didn't daven Havdalah Mahadrinale, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Verminu, we don't say that. If somebody davens and he forgot to mention Mashav Ruach in Tchis HaMesim, Usha'ayla Berchas HaShanim, or he forgot to ask for rain in Bracha, same Bracha, right? Machzirin also. You have to repeat Shmon Esrei for that. You have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Havdalah B'chon Edat, Eim Achzirin also. You don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei for that. Then Shiachal Amar Lakos, because he could say it out of Kos. So you don't need to say Davening. You don't need to say Havdalah in Davening. So what's the Gemara saying? If you didn't say Havdalah in the first one, and you said it on the second one, the first one doesn't count. Why doesn't it count?
Do you have to have Kavana to do what, for each one?
What?
Do you have to have Kavana for the Davening that you're Davening?
So, it's a very good question. One second, the Gemara answers, Kasha. That's a good Kasha. That's a Kasha Taka.
It doesn't right? seem a problem to me, because if you're saying Havdalah in the second one, then that quite clearly is your and therefore you haven't done the
tachlum. Correct, yeah. but on the, by the other hand, you don't have to say Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You don't have to say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, right. And therefore you don't have to say a third Shmon Esrei because the two are good. You didn't say Havdalah in the first one, but you don't have to say Havdalah in the first one. You don't have to say Havdalah ever in Shmon Esrei. You should, and if you don't, if you forget, you have to say it over. So about the kavana. So when you daven, right? So you daven without any kavana.
No,
people do that all the time. Most people do that.
You have, let's say you daven and you don't know which one. You're not. You have kavana that the shashumi should be the second or the first.
Right.
That's
right.
My question. Do you have to know which one you're davening?
Why can't
that's a good question. I don't know.
Why can't the actual Abdullah be counted as the Atakanim Tano?
What do you mean?
Instead of if
you didn't, you forgot it in the first one.
You're making regular Abdullah later. Yes. Suddenly
That's exactly what we're saying. Since you can make Abdullah when you get home. That counts for your Havdalah, and the fact that you don't have to say second Shmoneh Esrei exactly.
Right. So if it's you miss Mincha at Erev Rosh Chodesh,
right?
So you do a Tashlumin.
Yeah, see this huge Tosfos. That's who discusses that issue.
Okay,
we're going to get to that also. But about the Yalav Yavos, yes, yeah. All those funny things. What do you do, right?
In the Shulchan Aruch, if you invert, you don't inaugurate. You have to say a third Tashlumin.
B'shulchan Aruch Nisak Kibrais Hashnia Shem Lo Hivdal B'Tfila Eino Choser Kivin Tzacharach L'Hazal Alakos.
Right.
So I don't know what Shulchan Aruch you're talking about over there. Okay, let's take a look what that means exactly.
He's on the right side.
Okay.
Of those.
Itmar Rabbi Yossi. Itmar. No, it's talking about Tashlumin. I don't think it makes a difference. Okay, Itmar. Idmar, we gotta finish. Idmar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinah Omar, Tfilas Avos Tiknum, the Avos made davening. Rabbi Shuvan Levi Omar, no, Tfilas Kenegan Tmidin Tiknum, no, they were done for Kabanos. Tanik Avosid Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinina, Tanik Avosid Rabbi Shuvan Levi. The truth is, Brisa support both sides. Tanik Avosid Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinina, I'm taking Tfilas Shachris. Shinamar, Vyashkim Avram Rabboker, El Makam Asher Amacham. Ain't a Midel Tfilas, Shinamar Vyaman Pinchas Vayapalo. Yitzchak Tikain Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak made up mincha. Shneamar, v'yitzchak zok pasada. Wilson Sarah, v'ain tzivcha el tefila. Shneamar, tefila ani kiyatov. Right? Lefnei Hashem Yishmor Chzicho. I'll support my speech. Yaakov Tikei Tfilas Arviz. Yaakov made Ma'ariv. Shenemar. V'yifka Mokam V'yolon Shom. V'yipik Yael Tfila. Shenemar. V'ata Al Tispal Ba'ara Om Hazeh. V'altisa Ba'adam Rina Tfila V'al Tifko B. Right? Tosa says, wait a minute. When did Yaakov daven? Ma'ariv. That night, that was a funny night. Because he went all the way to Charon. I passed by the base, spot of the base of Mikdash and I didn't daven yet. He went back. Hashem made it get dark. So Tosas proves, you see from here, that Yaakov daven Ma'ariv when it was still day. And it came dark afterwards. Says Tosas, you see that on the Beis Amud Aleph, we had a question, when do you say Shema in Shul? Rashi said that when you say Shema by Ma'ariv in Shul, and it's not really Ma'ariv yet, what we're saying is you don't want people to have to come back to Shul, they're going to be lazy, that you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. And said Tosas, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, you can be Yotze early. So you see him right. Yaakov Avinu of all people, daven Ma'ariv early. So the Tosa says, you see, I'm right. You can daven Ma'ariv early. You don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Even though we call it Rashi. Right? V'tanei kavasei de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that they might omru tefillah shachar ad chatzos. I can daven shachar still chatzos. Shari tamen shal ben arbaim halach ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda omru ad arba shalos, shari tamen shal shachar halach v'karva ad arba shalos. Right? So it's a machlokas about that detail, so therefore they have machlokas when he can stop saying shachar. V'tanei omru tefillah simincha ad arev, shari tamen shal ben arbaim karva halach ad arev. Rabbi Yehuda omru ad plaga mincha. No, the end of Tzilas Amayrav is Minchas Plaga Mincha. Shari Tamach Obein Arbayim Holech V'Karfa Plaga Mincha. But Tamach Obein Arbayim went till Mincha. How do you know that? What does it say that? Tosfos says, I don't know about that. Tosfos says maybe that they burned the Ketores by Plaga Mincha. Okay.
Ubnei Ma Amru Tzilas Erev.
They took the longest, the last part of the day.
Right, right.
That's why.
Right. No, so what Tosfos asks is, where do you get Plaga Mincha from? I didn't say Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana I get. Mincha Ketana is the time they made brought the carbon chopin. What's Plaga Mincha? Another hour and a quarter, whatever. Another hour and a quarter. So Tosfos says maybe they brought the Ketores then, so you have more time to daven Mincha, according to Yehuda. Okay. Matt Omer Tefillas Keva Tefillas Erev Ein Lo Keva. How come Tefillas Ma'ariv is no Zman? Sherei Varim Upedarim Shalons Aklu Mibe Erev Karov V'Halach and Kol Laila. Because all the fats of the carbonos that didn't get burnt up during the day, they would burn them all night long. So too, that's what Ma'ariv is connected. So you could daven Ma'ariv all night long. What about Musaf?
Yeah, that's
what
I thought the answer was, why you
did
a lot of daven Ma'ariv the second time. You a lot of make up Mincha.
Right.
Because it's connected.
Oh, interesting.
During the day to later on at night.
Interesting. It's so interesting that the Ma'ariv doesn't say that. That the carbonos of the night are really connected, right? By the way, so Umema Omru Musaf and Kalayom. Shari Karv Musaf, Karv Kalayom. Because Musaf could be brought the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Zayin Shos. Shari Karv Musaf, Holof Karv, Ad Seva Shos. Fine. So, two
questions.
They're not arguing. They're not even really arguing.
Musaf could be brought all day? Till what time?
Till the end of the day. So, same thing with Musaf. You could have Musaf today, the whole day.
But Musaf is still
until
the second.
I didn't want to. Tosas asks, what if you have Musaf, that famous Shylock on we're going to get to it. On Yom Kippur, it comes up maybe. On Simchas Torah. By the time you're ready to daven Mincha Musaf, it's ready Mincha time. What do you do? Two times a year it's going
to
happen.
If I forget to daven Musaf in the morning, by Mincha, what do I daven?
Mincha.
That's the Shaila. Tashluvin, what do I do?
We'll say that again.
If I forget to daven Musaf.
Right. So we said there's no Tashluvin on Musaf. Because
why not? If you could do it all day.
We just said there's no Tashluvin on Musaf. Tosfos said, I read it. Because Musaf is not about davening. It's about carbonos.
Right, but
you can't make up the carbonos.
No, you just said the carbon can be brought all day. So
you could say it. But if you forgot to say it, do you say two Ma'arivs? No.
No, but
you can say two Minchas. So I say two Minchas?
No.
Mincha first and then Musaf.
Say Mincha, so you can say still the Musaf. You come to Shul Mincha times. Oh, I didn't have Musaf today. I was outside talking. Right. Forgot to have Musaf. Have Musaf now.
Right.
Right?
But you have Musaf.
That's fine. If you're not taking two minchas, if you hold this kalayom, it's kalayom.
Right?
Right? By the way, people here, you could do all day. People hear Megillas Esther a half hour before their suda, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Kosher all day. They were sick, they were in the hospital, whatever it is. So it's okay. So, yeah. Now, out of the blue, the Gemara asked, "Ezi mincha gedola?" What's mincha gedola? Mincha Gedola is Mishay Shos Mechsa Ulamayla. 6.5 hours after into the day. Vezi Mincha Ketana. What's Mincha Ketana? Mitesha Shos Mechsa Ulamayla. 9.5 hours into the day. Ibailahu. Rabbi Yehuda, plaga mincha kama ka'amar? Is it plaga mincha of the first zman? Which means, if it's 6.5 hours into the day, you have 5.5 hours left. Because 5.5 plus 6.5 equals 12. Take the 5.5, cut it in half. And that's your zman of mincha katana. Right? Which would mean, plaga mincha would mean 9.5 hours from the beginning, 9.25 hours from the beginning of the day. Oh, plaga mincha achmona kama. Or is it plaga mincha of the second mincha, which is 9.5, which would mean, that's 10.75 hours from the beginning of the day. Because it's a half of 2.5. Toshma, the answer is, Tani Rebbe Omer, Plagamin Chachmona Omru, Vihi Yud Aleph Shos, Chasar Revi. It's 11 hours minus a quarter, meaning 10.75 hours. Name it, Tevet Yufta, Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Chanina. This is a dispute of Yossi Rebbe Chanina. He said it's the Avos. That this has nothing to do with Avos. So Gemara answers, Amalach Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Chanina, really, the Avos made the davening. And they tied it into the karbanos. That's why they're not really arguing. They both agree it's both. Right. Right? The Avos gave us the ideas of davening, right? Right? Because, by the way, just because Avram Yitzchak Yaakov davened, who said it's a chiyuv on me? They davened. Everything they did we have to do? No. They it's a chiv on me. Comes along the karbanos. Yes, it is. It's a chiv on you, right? It's a whole Klal Yisrael. Dilo tei mahachi. Because if you don't say that, tefilas musaf lebrez b'chinin and man tikna. Who made up musaf? The avos. Who made up musaf? If you hold this based on the avos, nobody made up musaf. Right. None of the avos daven musaf, right? So why are we daven musaf? The answer is, of course, it's both reasons. Ela tefilas avos tiknam. The avos daven made davening. The idea of davening. Vas mechinu rabbanon akarbanos. And the rabbanon tied it to karbanos. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.